SWGFL. Safe, secure, online. So, you got naked online. Okay, so I guess if you are listening to this, it's likely that you've done something online that you're now regretting. Or perhaps you are trying to help someone who has done something. And if that something involved nakedness or something sexual, then that may look more serious than other things you see happening online. But don't stress just yet. You are obviously keen to find out more about how you can help yourself or your friend, get some advice, and a plan for how to improve things. Well, you're in the right place. The more clued up you are, the better decisions you are going to make for yourself and your friends. What does sexting mean? Sexting is a term used to describe the sharing of intimate images or videos with another person. This content can be anything from flirty texts to naked pictures and videos. Very often it is between partners, but can be between groups and can be shared across various online spaces. Sexting is not always about sex or sexual gratification. Some people use sexual images of others to abuse, harass, and bully them. Sexting isn't always consensual either. Just because someone took a naked selfie doesn't always mean that they wanted to. Consensual or non-consensual? I guess if you are listening to this, you probably already know what sexting is, but you might not recognise what's happened to you as sexting. In the news and online, there is usually one narrative in sexting: that it's bad, that it always goes wrong, and the people involved are in trouble or distraught. We know, however, that's not always the case, and sexting is a bit more complex than just that one version. Most sexting is consensual and takes place within a healthy relationship. You may have willingly and happily shared your nude with your partner, and vice versa. It's when the image gets shared beyond the trusting relationship that things can get a bit scary. If you've shared your image with just one person and then they share it with other people, you did not consent for them to do so, and they have therefore broken your trust and the law. Just because someone has taken and then sent a nude, that doesn't always mean they wanted to either. Controlling or coercive behaviour in sexting can happen. It might start with flirty texts and selfies, then they want to see more. They might say, if you don't send more, they'll stop talking to you or start being mean to you. This pressure might make you feel like you have to send more revealing pictures to fit in or keep their interest. Even if you already sent a picture, that doesn't give anyone else the right to expect more from you. If you make your friend a cup of tea, but halfway through they decide they no longer want the tea, you don't force them to drink it. It's the same with sex and sexting. Consent is a fluid thing, and you can change your mind at any moment. Unintended sexting is more likely to happen if your judgment is clouded and the consequences don't seem important. For example, if you've had alcohol or taken drugs or are under pressure from those around you. This might be getting confused and pressing the wrong send button, feeling brave about sending a risky photograph, feeling more sexually confident, being encouraged by mates to do it as a dare, thinking that it's a good laugh and there's no harm in it. Sometimes you might receive images that you didn't ask for or expect. It could be from someone you know well or not so well. Perhaps they like you and think by sending an image they are flirting with you, trying to get your interest or hoping you will send one in return. Occasionally, somebody might send you an image of someone else, perhaps that you both know. Even images you have taken or shared that were innocent but revealing can be used by others with the intent to cause trouble. For example, dieting shots, modelling or swimming poses. Celebrities too have had private images hacked, stolen and published. It can affect anyone. As complex as these situations might be, there is no single solution for how to deal with them. Your response depends on your relationships, both online and offline, and context is everything. But as we will discuss later, there are some quick wins in protecting yourself and your friends if you or they have problems. Sharing pictures. People sharing naked pictures as part of a safe relationship is not a new thing. What has changed, though, is the speed with which you can share, and how many people you can share with at any one time. Live streaming can be a really fun and exciting experience. Gaining live followers and seeing your numbers increase can be very exciting, but would you take your top off if it meant you got more followers and felt popular? From the 1st of January to the 30th of June 2019, the Internet Watch Foundation dealt with 22,484 reports of self-generated child sexual abuse material. That's just 6 months. A lot of these images were captured during live streams and then found their way onto darker corners of the internet. The thing is, when you're on a live stream, it's possible for your viewers to take a screenshot, and that image can be shared, stored, or even sold on to people that have an unhealthy sexual interest in children. Validation from likes and followers is fleeting, and you may end up sharing way more than you wanted to just for that short moment of feeling good about yourself. This is just one reason why it's important that you have hobbies and interests in your life that make you feel happy and proud of yourself. In your parents' younger years, the embarrassing stuff they did was rarely seen by anyone else. Today, with mobile phones and the internet, that has changed. The internet has the potential of a huge audience, and, of course, if a photo is shared and uploaded, it could unfortunately be there forever. But this is not the end of the world. It just needs some thought on how you can minimise the effect and take back some control. All about trust. Was I right to have trusted the person I sent it to? Was I being naive? Most of the time, intimate pictures are shared within a relationship and don't get shared any further, even when the relationship ends. But we have to be mindful that when relationships break down, we often see a different side to people. Feelings of jealousy and anger may provoke people to break your trust, acting out of character. Sometimes, yes, you can trust the person you text. But, and this is a big but, do you really need to send them pictures of your body? If the person asking acts up when you refuse, is this someone you can trust? If they accept your refusal without question, they sound like a good partner who respects your decisions. Others letting you down. Some of the problem will be around people you thought you could trust sharing the image or joining in the negative comments. This might be the person you sent the image to in the first place, or friends, or others who then circulated. People get caught up in the gossip, banter, and bitching sessions, often without meaning harm to the victim, either to impress other people, to belong, or because it starts as a joke which escalates. Sometimes people just do it to bully someone. What if other people see it? There is a big difference between worrying and understanding how far the image may have gone beyond your control. It depends how the image was published. If you sent it directly to someone and have then had second thoughts, you need to have an honest conversation with them as soon as possible to ask them to delete it. Posting it directly to social networks makes it harder to regain control. DMs and snaps can feel like a less risky way to send nudes, but it's important to be aware that images sent in this way can be saved or screenshot by the person you sent it to. On Snapchat, it tells you if someone takes a screenshot. However, there are apps you can download that can save snaps without notifying the sender. DMs on Instagram do disappear after a while, but again, they can be saved or screenshot, and the sender is never notified. Once shared, it can be hard to know where the image has gone and who has got it. But you can challenge content about you that has been published by others using the site's report abuse option. It's important to draw their attention to it and why you think it should be removed. It's not enough to just say, "I don't like it." Your request needs to show that it breaks the terms of service and/or community guidelines on the site. Sites like Facebook and Instagram won't allow nudity, so it should be straightforward. If your report fails, let a teacher know and they can call the professional's online safety helpline to have this report escalated. It's also important to understand how you yourself can change or remove content that you have posted but changed your mind about. It's important in life to have friends around you that you can trust and on whom you can rely. This is no different online. It's less likely your close friends would want to do anything serious to hurt you. Very often, they're the first ones you might turn to for help. What is your definition of a friend or friend of a friend? We often add friends because our other friends know them. Your friend, however, may have only added them because one of their friends had, and that friend may have because of another friend. You get the idea. How far back in the chain do you have to go before someone actually knows this person? Given that many people now meet their future partners online, it's pointless to say, don't talk to strangers online. But it is wise to do some screening before trusting someone you have no real-life connection with. Do their pictures look genuine? Do they have pictures with other friends or people that you know? It's easy for anyone to use other people's pictures and create profiles that do not reflect who they really are. There are ways in which you can manage who sees your profile or your content. Explore the platform's privacy settings and use them. On Instagram and Facebook, you can also set up groups so that you can share content with a select group of friends instead of everyone, for example. We have created privacy checklists for lots of social networks. They can be found on our website. Does your friend need help? You might have noticed that your friend is struggling and suspect something is up. Telltale signs when someone is worried or upset about something might be withdrawing from usual activities, not talking much, change in appetite, and generally just seeming down. But how can you support them? Check in and ask how they are. Ask twice and have the conversation away from other people so they don't have to share how they are feeling with anyone they don't want to. Reassure them that you will help and will support them to get this under control. Check out the checklist in our booklet to make sure they are getting all the help they need. Where your picture might be. The truth is, when an image has been shared beyond your control, it could be in various places, but the content is illegal and you can report it for removal. The internet is a massive place, but that being said, if an image of you is somewhere, you are likely to know about it and be able to report it. Well done for asking for help. You are a strong person, and this is the first step to getting this sorted. It might seem like the end of the world, but try not to panic. Take a deep breath and give yourself a chance to think about how this might affect you. First off, are you okay? You'll need some support to go through this, so think about who is best to support you now. Friends? Family? School? You choose. It's important that you're comfortable with the person that's going to help you. There's also a list of organisations in our booklet that can help. Sometimes that first step of asking for help is a difficult one, but you have to be honest with yourself. Real friends and professionals trying to help are only able to do so when they know all the facts and how you feel about it. Noting down a quick timeline before you talk to someone may be a good idea, so you have something to refer back to. If you know of a friend who is trying to deal with this, maybe you could show them our booklet. If you decide you need to do something, don't wait. The quicker you get help, the better. Will I get in trouble? The law is on your side and wasn't designed to punish young people for making mistakes while experimenting with their sexuality. The law is aimed firmly at those who choose to trade or profit from sexual pictures of children. The law was also written in 1978, a time when mobile phones hadn't been invented and the idea of a camera phone was probably mind-blowing. The law wasn't designed to consider sexting and self-generated content, but police and lawmakers today understand this. Even though, if you are under 18, the images you sent are indecent images of a child, the Association of Chief Police Officers have clearly stated that young people will be treated as victims in the first instance, and only extreme cases may be reviewed or looked at differently. In 2016, the police also introduced something called Outcome 21, which allows the police to record a crime as having happened, but for no formal criminal justice action to be taken if it is not considered to be in the public interest to do so. The police are there to help protect and safeguard you, not prosecute. Who can help me? There are a number of people you could speak to.
School.
You might want to consider telling someone at school. It might seem like a hard thing to do, but your welfare is their number one concern. If you're worried about telling your parents, you can tell your school first, and they will be able to safeguard and help you, and later help you talk to your parents about it if needed. Schools have trained staff that have access to a whole range of help that will be much more effective than dealing with it on your own. One service they can use is the Professionals Online Safety Helpline.
Parents.
It may be your worst nightmare thinking of telling your parents you shared intimate images, and yes, they may kick off at first, but they need to know. How are they going to support you if they don't know? Use your discretion. If you don't think the pictures will go viral, then don't upset them for no reason. If you feel there is a risk, or if the picture has already been shared beyond your trust, you will probably need them on board. Yes. They will probably be upset, but they will get over it, and, in the long run, respect you more for being upfront about it. If you feel telling them could put you in danger, then please seek support from your school instead. There is a chance they may need to tell your parents, but they will assess the risk and do what is best for you.
IWF.
The Internet Watch Foundation is an organisation in the UK who have the ability to remove child sexual abuse imagery hosted in the UK. If your picture has been shared online and you know where it is, you can report the link to the IWF. They will review the image and, if it's illegal, will remove it.
CEOP.
CEOP is the Child Exploitation Online Protection Centre and was set up by the government in 2006 to help protect children across the UK from online predators. As well as helping UK police forces to bring these people to justice, CEOP can help provide advice to you and your parents when something like this happens.
Local police.
Police could possibly be involved if what has happened is having a very negative impact on the well-being of everyone involved, or there are any other worrying factors at play.
Is this going to affect things for me in the future?
Hopefully, in most cases, your continuing digital life will bury this incident. There is, however, no guarantee that the pictures will not be seen by others later. Your reputation could be affected if future employers, college or sixth form friends see this. But most people will be understanding, knowing this could happen to anyone. Being honest and admitting what's happened is the best approach, as it will be with any future relationships.
Knowing your reputation, do you know what's online about you?
You should first check what others can see about you. Search for your name using a search engine. Google doesn't always show you everything, so try using a few like Bing and DuckDuckGo too. If you find anything offensive or require anything removed, report it to the hosting site immediately. Remember, it will need to break the site's terms and conditions. If it's a naked or semi-naked image of you, it's highly likely to breach those conditions, and the legal implications mean the site host is likely to remove it quickly when made aware. Another approach is to bury the bad stuff by increasing your positive online presence. Sadly, there are some occasions where online content can't be removed. For example, if your image is shared and posted on a porn website hosted outside the UK, it may fall outside the limits of the IWF, so we advise burying it. The best way to do this is to set up social networking accounts. You don't have to use them, just set them up and leave your name publicly searchable. To regularly comment on news articles and forums and create a small blog. The more you add, the further down the search lists this unwanted content will be.
Organisations that can help.
Okay, now we have helped you manage the situation and everything is in hand. Dealing with these types of issues can sometimes be emotionally draining and you might feel like you've lost all power, but help is out there. Talking to someone about what has happened might help you deal with this and, most importantly, move on. In your school or college, you might have a teacher or someone in a support position who you can speak to, but there are also some national support services that you could call or talk to online for some more emotional support.
Childline.
Childline are open all day, every day, 24/7, to help and support children and young people anywhere in the UK. You can call them on 0800 1111 or visit their website for more help and support, or to access their one-to-one counsellor chat messenger, childline.org.uk.
The Mix.
The Mix provides free, confidential emotional support for young people aged 16 to 25. Their helpline is open from 5pm to 11pm, which you can call on 0808 808 4994, or find their website for more information and speak to them on their web chat. themix.org.uk.
Young Minds.
Young Minds offer a free 24/7 crisis messenger for under 18s to access support when experiencing a mental health crisis. You can access this crisis messenger by texting YM to 85258. Find more information on their website, youngminds.org.uk. Young Minds also operate a parents' helpline, which offers advice to parents and carers worried about a child or young person under 25. Call 0808 802 5544 or find their website for more details.
Self-care tips.
When you feel like you're at a point where you can move on, pause and take some time for yourself, we have put together some suggestions of self-care tips. You don't have to spend hours on it, but any small gesture that recognises that you deserve some care and kindness is only going to benefit you later.
1. Accept what's happened.
No one is perfect, and this could happen to anyone. Try to focus on the things you can do, what you've done to resolve the situation, rather than blaming yourself for what happened in the first place.
2. Get outside.
So cliche, we know, but it's scientifically proven that fresh air and exercise can improve your happiness, overall health, and help you have a good night's sleep.
3. Connect in real life.
Why not have a monthly digital detox? Meet up with 3 friends or family for the day and keep your phones away. Trust me, Instagram will still be there when you get back.
4. Find some positive social media influences.
When you're spending time online, make sure you're surrounding yourself with positive and inspirational people to learn good values and boost your mood.
5. Learn to love yourself.
In the infamous words of RuPaul, if you can't love yourself, how are you going to love anyone else? Finding an activity or hobby that you're good at will make you feel proud of yourself and gain a sense of achievement without needing likes and followers.
This resource has been developed by Southwest Grid for Learning and UK's Safer Internet Centre, and has been co-funded by the European Union. Find more resources at swgfl.org.uk/sextinghelp.